Good day, Josh. This is Celine from Locust Flash. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, thank you for calling. I did not. It says that you're a scammer from a, it says scammer, toll-free call. I don't know what to do here. I'll have to add the
you
contact.
Need to, once we finish the call, just save the number as Locust Flash.
Yeah, I'm going to just add it as into the contacts here. Let's see, Locust
Flash.
Yeah. Local Splash. Well, thank you for calling. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Well, I've been doing better. I'm so sorry to be so long. It's just I've been dealing with a lot of things on my family, so I'm in and out all the time on the office. So my apologies. But
no,
things getting better, finally. So, yeah. All good.
Well, I'm just trying to see what's going on. I mean, my business has been dead for like a year. I had to let go half of my company. I don't know. We don't know what to do anymore. We're... Ever since you guys made those changes or whatever you did, I'm finding it affecting other listings too. I have that other listing that you guys were not even messing with, the 604-3807. Google reached out to me and said that you guys took that over and merged them. You guys say you didn't, but Google says you did, and they said because your website is populated, we took away the old link. I'm just like trying to just navigate through this. I've been in business 27 years. I'm getting like 14 calls last month, the whole entire month. I usually get 14 calls an hour.
Yeah.
So I don't know what is going on, but I'm constantly getting calls on Google saying your business is not performing. You're missing all kinds of information. You're ranking really bad. Mm. Now, I know that's just tactics, and there's other stuff out there. I understand that.
Yeah.
And I know that we're showing up really high on the ranking, but I got to just get some stuff figured out here. I don't know what you guys have done versus what was going on back in the old days, but my phone doesn't ring anymore.
I see. Just one thing. Google never calls. Just so you
yes,
know.
They do. Yes, they do. They call from a 650 number. And then they'll make you do like a PIN.
Josh,
they'll make
I
you do like a
you...
PIN verification. I've talked to
I
Google
do...
multiple times. I'm getting ready to do another listing, and I just
That's
got off the phone
exactly.
a few days ago.
When you are creating a listing, but Google will not contact you to tell you that your listing is wrong or there is something wrong. I can promise you that when you are creating a listing, you will be in contact with Google to verify the business. But
yeah.
After that, Google does not do follow-ups. Google does not tell you to do anything with your listing.
Yeah, so what I'm talking
calls.
About...
They will send you emails.
Yeah, you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Google has called me, and yes, they do call, but I know what you're saying is it's the companies that are calling, either pretending to be Google or trying to sell me advertisement. I understand that. But I have a buddy who does different types of SEO, but he does it differently for like lawyers or something. I don't know. He just said, hey, I ran a quick check on the right click. He said, I right clicked on your business and went into some stuff. He's like, there's all kinds of stuff that's just weird, Josh. He's like, I don't know what's going on, but he's like, you might want to reach out to your SEO. I said, you know, I've talked to them about this many times. And he's like, dude, you have like double, triple conflicting information. You've got like keywords that are the same ones on your page. Like, why? He's like, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, he's like, I'm just looking at it from a standpoint that compared to what it was 4 years ago, he's like, it is, like, completely different. He's like, I don't know, man. So I'm just trying to get everybody's thoughts and processes, but all I know is I got people calling me more than I've ever had people calling me telling me there's stuff wrong with my business page. You know, in the old days, it would be, like, once a week, twice a week. I get like 10 calls a day right now. Your Google page is missing stuff. You're not ranking correctly. You're missing keywords. And I've just never experienced this before like this in the past year. It's non-stop issues. So I'm just trying to make my way through this and figure out what am I supposed to do to get this business back on to where it was. And what do we got to do? And then the other thing is on my business page, like I told you, when you land on my website, I need it to say a special, a pricing. I don't care if it takes over the name. I don't know if we got to do it. We make it all into the logo. But I just got people saying that my site is really, I know it's just a landing page, but a lot of people are like, I've got to like search through your site to find things. And I'm like, you know, versus when I send you screenshots, those are other people's websites where it says, you know, like they can book the info. You can put in this type of info. Like, what do I got to do to get caught up in 2026 with technology is what I'm hoping to do. I mean, I don't know what to do.
I see. Well, all the information is right there on your website. If you are searching on mobile, you have floating icons for text and call right there constantly. So it is pretty easy to find the info and navigate the website. However, if it's in terms of design, we can try to make a little bit more pomposious.
I'm having trouble understanding you. A little bit more composure?
No, pomposious, like more flashy. More, you know, try to give a little bit more life to it in terms of design. But in terms of SEO.
This is carpet cleaning, though. This isn't like a, you know what I mean? So when people go to a website, they're looking to make a purchase today. They're not looking to, like, search through things for specials, click on boxes. They're looking for today. And so, like, when they come onto my page, I have tons of people telling me, how can I find out what you just charged, Josh? All these other businesses have pricing on their website. Why don't you?
For the prices. Well, do you know what we can do? Because we have the services that you offer on the homepage, right? We have carpet cleaner, rug cleaner, upholstery, tile cleaning. If you send me what is the starting price, I will add it there in the text in there so they already know right on the get-go on the homepage.
I don't think that looks very professional. I don't think that looks good. I want it on the page. When they land on my page and they click on it, right in the front on the whole entire screen, I want a special pricing right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can add it. Can you send me the special prices that you want to charge?
Let me just see. I'm going to go to the website right now.
Okay.
All clean carpet care. Okay. Carpet care, Salt Lake City. Yeah, so I landed on it. Bam, it says all clean carpet care, carpet cleaning service schedule. Expert services, carpet cleaner. And I've also told you stuff like that picture that's under that carpet cleaner picture, refresh your living space. I've told you I don't want that picture. I've already sent like pictures. Don't put these on here. It just looks horrible. I've got way better content to put there, you know what I mean? And then rug cleaner. You got rug cleaner. You got a picture of couches and carpet. There's not even a rug in the picture. What are we doing? So carpet cleaner, that's a horrible picture. We've got to do something else with that. I've asked for that to change for years. Literally years. Remove that picture, delete it from my account, get it gone. And somehow it just keeps coming back.
Let me see on your pictures, on your gallery page. Yeah, we do have one in there.
Yeah, it says carpet cleaner, refresh your living space with professional carpet cleaning services that remove dirt, stains, and allergens effectively, whatever. That picture is hideous. I don't even know where that picture came from. I think it was originally there 15 years ago. That guy hasn't worked for me in like going almost 20 years.
I'm changing it for the one of the after without the person in there.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you. What was that?
I'm changing it now for the same picture, but the one that has no person on it. You know, the after, because you sent me the before and the after and that one.
I don't know what you mean, but on the carpet cleaner picture, I don't want any pictures there unless I approve of them. I want the best picture there. I don't want just some picture. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what you're picking to put there, but that might not be the one I want there.
Then you have to send it to me, because what I'm working is with the pictures that we have on your account, and your account only has 12 pictures. That's all what we have. Because you did, you are very strict with me that I will not use stock images. You forbid me to use stock images.
You're going too fast. Slow down. You're going way too fast. You're moving all over the place. I'm on my website right now, and it says that I have 167 pictures. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm looking at all the photos and videos right now and scrolling for endlessly days. So I don't know what you mean.
No, we have on the media folder on your account, I only see.
What does that mean? Be specific. Media folder. So I'll go to the website right now. Just go to the website. Mm-hmm. Click on photos. I can count 12 pictures in the first before I even scroll. 12, 24, 36, 48, 60, 72, 100, 190, 220. It's just going to keep going.
Well, these ones are uploaded directly to the website. That's the thing. I don't have it in store. So
you told me that's what I need to do. You said load them to the website. And
yeah, because we created galleries on your website. Your website is divided by galleries. No, you put them in a specific places. You see, we have Old Stone, then you have Tao, then you have
I don't get to choose like that. I don't get to choose. When I upload them from my my business dashboard, it just says, hey, load up some new photos or videos. Pick which ones you want. It doesn't even let me pick what order they go in. It just scrambles them all over the place.
Oh, it's just on Google, we don't have, Google decides how to show the pictures.
That's
doesn't
fine.
Matter how you arrange them. That's the
yeah,
thing.
But
the Google
I'm
profile.
Tell you, on my end, on my end, Google doesn't say what you think it says. On my end, it only lets me upload videos, photos, all the same. It doesn't matter. It doesn't let me put them in tile. It doesn't let me put them in rugs. I just get to upload them, and it does what it wants.
Okay, but just one moment, because we're talking about the Google profile. That is not the website. The website is one thing, and the Google profile is another thing. If you upload to your Google profile, I don't have access to that.
What do you mean?
You have
upload
to upload.
To the, what does that mean? Upload to the Google. I don't know what you mean.
You say that Google shows.
I'm on your all.
You are on the website.
Page. No, I'm on the page. I'm not on the website. I haven't clicked website. Right now, I'm just on All Clean Carpet Care. You manage this profile.
Yes, that's your Google profile. That's not the website. That's the Google profile. So if
I know
you put pictures in there, I don't have access to those pictures.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So that's what I'm saying, because I'm going all over and I'm like, I don't have this amount of pictures that you're saying. So, because I don't have access to those pictures. One thing is the website. The website is separate from your Google profile. Completely different story.
Okay.
It's not managed through there. Okay?
So I don't know what that means for me. I'm just looking at a page that you guys correct. I didn't know that you can't manage my business profile.
That's the
I
thing.
No
I only manage your website. That's all what I manage for you. So I think the Local Splash does have access to your Google profile, but I don't, because I don't have access to any profile.
I don't know what to say. You guys, this is the Google Maps that goes to the listing.
Exactly. Those are two separate things, Josh. The Google business profile where you are now looking at things is not your website. Your website is a separate thing. So.
Okay.
I can help you with your website. I cannot help you with the Google profile. I can try to relay the information, the best of my abilities to the people that actually can manage your Google profile within Local Splash, but I don't. I can't make changes. I cannot modify anything in there. So.
Okay. Good
with
to know.
Website,
I did not know that. I did not know that. Because before you guys had this access, you had to email me. I had to give you back permissions to get on this Google listing. I had to get on there, put in the URL code, the website that allowed you guys to get to this All Clean Carpet Care Maps page. So I don't know what to think anymore. I guess I don't understand the many different processes I'm being told about. So I don't know. All I know is that I'm not getting calls. It is completely dead. I don't know what is going on. It has never been like this. The past 2 years, my business has just gone into complete destruction. Whatever you guys did, and you apologized for it, I know, but it doesn't solve the problem. I don't know what it is that you guys did. You guys apologized. You said, hey, sorry, we messed up. We had some kind of a change in our system. It did this or that. Whatever that did, just destructed. It just destroyed my business. I don't know what happened. I don't know what to do. I just need you to tell me what we need to do to get it back to where it was before.
Okay, that's the thing. Because again, as we're talking about Google profile and not website, with the website, I can give you different ideas on how to do it on the website, but the website has a very good SEO. It's 80%, which is like, nowadays it's like really good, especially because you have a page for offers. You were talking about the prices. I do know that you can actually add prices to your Google profile as well. We can add a page on your website for prices, or just on the homepage have what you were saying, special prices. And I can add a blog with the special prices. So on the get-go on your website, you already see
that's
them.
What 99 out of 100 customers want. They don't want to run around in circles and guess. I have people telling me, I don't know what's going on, Josh, but I'm like literally can't see pricing and I'm gone. I don't even want to work with you. Every other company's got some kind of pricing to give me an idea of what it costs. So when you land on my page, it says all clean carpet care, carpet cleaning service schedule. Right there, we need some kind of an ad pricing.
Send me your special prices per item, so how you want me to actually the amount and the type of service that will cost.
That's fine.
Then I will add it to the website right there on the homepage, and I will tell the Google team here in Local Splash to have that added into your profile, because I do know that on your Google profile you can have price lists of the services.
What do you mean by that? If you don't do anything with the Google profile, why? I
know because I search on Google. I search on Google.
I'm just trying to figure out. I'm on it right now. I'm on it right now, and it doesn't tell me anywhere where I can add a page for pricing. So that's where I don't want to be.
No.
I can add a.
Look into, you're managing your profile, right? Edit profile.
Yeah.
It doesn't give you the option for, let me see.
Just let me tell you. Ask, call, save, share, more. You manage this business. You have had only 17 interactions in 45 days. Your business profile, 36 customer interactions in the last 60 days. Edit profile, advertise, reviews, add photo. See more. Open. CarpetCleaningSaltLakeCity.com, 641-6215, text message, edit business information. That's all it says. And then it goes into reviews.
Let's see.
I don't know what, you know what I mean? Like, and if I hit advertise, it takes me to the Google account, and then it wants me to start spending money and adding to your account that you're doing. So I don't mess with that.
I'm not going to start
thinking with stuff.
Yeah, that's pay-per-click. So no worry with that. It's because I have seen it on profiles. I have seen price lists on profiles. So I'm not
sure. Well, I can add a picture. I can add a photo that says like whatever, but who knows where it's going to land.
No. If you add a photo, Google is very aleatory with the pictures that it shows.
Google's very what?
Aleatory, you know, he doesn't have like doesn't matter if you organize your pictures, they will show the pictures as they please. They don't have an order.
Says, if I click on advertisement, it'll say new campaign. Where should people go after clicking your ad? Your business profile optimized for your ad. That's what it's on. And then it says, or your website.
No. Don't click on any of that because that's paid advertisement. You will have to pay for that.
Okay. So yeah, that's as far as it lets me do.
That's not.
Let me do, yeah, it doesn't let me do anything else. So just so you know.
Okay. So all James is not in. Okay.
Even when I hit like at the bottom, it says more. It pops up business profile state of settings, add label, add to contact, edit business information, share place, add photos, download offline map, your visits and map history, help and support, send feedback about data sources. That is it. It says performance. From October, performance, previous performance, from October of 2022 to October of 2023, you had 8,700 interactions. You are down 4,000%. From October 25 to March 26, you have only had 135 interactions. Wow. Mm. That is nothing.
Okay, so I just found
9,000 interactions in 22 to 23, 135 interactions from October to March. That's crazy. That's not good.
To add, you can add prices to your profile if you add products or services in your Google profile. So you have to go to your dashboard.
Yeah.
Go to edit products, add items. You can include an image description.
Hold on, slow down a little bit. Slow down, you're going way too fast. So I'm on your business. Mm. Now what? It says edit profile, advertise reviews, or add photo.
Edit profile.
Edit profile. Okay, I click that. Let me see what happens.
You're
going to
look for products.
Nope. All it says is business. It says business name, business category, description, opening date, phone number, chat, website, social profiles, short name, locations and business, service area, Salt Lake County, Utah, USA only. That's not my only service areas. I don't know what to do there either. Maybe that's a problem. I mean, I just keep finding things that are just changing. Special hours, add more hours, more from the business, crowd, LGBTQ friendly. Do you want to choose these? Place page, planning, service options, offers
service
online
options.
Estimates. Service options, offers online estimates only.
Hmm.
So, yep, it's online. I'm not in a, I don't, and then it says languages when you click it. That's all it says. All it lets you do is yes or no. You're a mobile business or you allow people to come to you. Your business is only an outbound business. You cannot choose location. That's how I want it. I don't want people at my house. So this is all fine here. That's got nothing to do with it. I don't know what to do. Oh, I did find a button that says add an offer.
Yeah, but an offer, you can add several offers. And they will appear below your profile picture and everything. But it says I'm on the Google page, on the Google
edit
search
profile,
page.
Edit profile, advertise, reviews, add photos, hours, edit services, question and answers, add offer, add event, add update, logo, cover photo, and that's it.
Edit services is where you can edit services.
Edit.
You can include
services.
A description and add a
edit
price
services.
To it.
Nope, edit services does not let you do that. It says, nope, it says, this is your main primary category. It says you have selected 17 of the same keywords, 5 of 1, 3 of 2, 1 of 1, area rug, bathroom tiles, carpet washer, all those names are listed. Rug cleaning, wine cleaning, previous, it says previous rug cleaning service. You guys, see, it shows me what I had in there previously, and you guys took that all out and replaced it with new stuff, but then you've got a whole bunch of stuff highlighted in blue. Carpet washer, cleaner tile, cleaning service schedule, couch cleaner, deep cleaning services, grout cleaners, hard surfaces, living space, new carpet. I don't know what all this is about. Maybe just keywords you're using. Line cleaning, water extraction. I don't do water extraction. Never said I did. Sofa cleaning, residue free. I don't know what to do anymore. It says services were changed based on feedback from Google users and other sources managing your account. Review these published updates to make sure they are accurate. It says you have multiple keywords that are the same. Why? It just says why. It says, let me see what it says. You have multiple repetitive keywords. Doing this does not help you, blah, blah, blah. It says that I'm running the same keywords over and over again. I don't know what that means. That's you guys. It says, for instance, carpet cleaner, 5 times. So it's basically saying, why do you need to have carpet cleaner in here 5 times? Once is enough, unless you know something I don't. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just reading you what it's telling me.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. I mean, I know we're ranking. It's just I don't know why the calls aren't coming through. It's crazy.
I just think that the pricing, adding pricing is going to make a difference for the calls. You know, if I know how much it's going to cost me, I'm more willing to actually give the call.
Well, I never have it on my site for all those other years. I've just been around so long and I have perfect reviews. People just call. So and then what it's crazy is when I look at when I go to my friend's house, he lives in another city not too far, I'll jump on his computer and just type in carpet cleaning Salt Lake City and I'm like number 15. When I jump on his phone right there and use his phone, I'm number 1, 2, or 3. I'm like, what is going on? Like, I've never felt ranking. And if you type in carpet cleaning 84106, I have never, ever left the front page. I can't even find myself sometimes. I have never left. That was the other company that like had that guarantee. If I ever left the front page, it was free. And I never left the front page of the zip code I was in, ever. And so, like, now I can type it in, carpet cleaning 84106. Because, you know, Google indexes you. I mean, I know about this stuff. I've been doing it. Yeah, see, I was always number one. Right now, it's Scott's Carpet Cleaning, Coconut Carpet Cleaning, who is not even in 84106. Larson's Chem Drive, they're not even in 84106. Breezy Carpet Cleaning, I mean, who are these people? 2 years in business and they've already knocked me completely out. I'm not even anywhere to be found in 84106. I have never left the front page of 84106. Oh, there I am. I'm number 17 today. And it says that I only have 235. Nope, that's your listing. Yep, that's you. It says I only have 235 star reviews. There's no pictures when you click on it. This is wild. And if you go to it, I have 271 when you go to it the other way, or 265 or 70-something reviews.
No, 274. I'm looking at your profile now. 274 reviews.
Type in carpet cleaning 84106 on Google. Let me know when you're done with that.
84106.
Correct. That's one of my listings. That's the other listings that somehow you guys messed up or something. I don't know what you did to that listing, but remember I would always tell you don't mess with that listing, and then Google would call and say, hey, they're trying to pin verify you. You're already pin verified. Are you sure you want to do this? I'm like, no. I told you guys not to mess with it. I've never left.
On my end, you are second on that search. The first one is Citrus. That is an sponsor one.
So you
organic, you are first.
You typed in carpet cleaning 84106?
Yes. That's what
I typed. So I typed in carpet cleaning 84106. And then right down below it is all of the reviews, right? It shows Scott's Carpet Cleaning, Coconut, with all the 5 stars, all the reviews, the maps listing, right?
No, I'm going to show you what it comes out of my end. I'm going to send it to you in an email so you can have it. I'm just sending you in a screenshot.
Yeah, so. It's just so crazy. So I guess you don't understand what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get the pricing on the front page. I'll send you that pricing. Can you send me what it, can you send me a little mock of what it's going to look like before I go through all that? You know what I mean? Send me a screenshot, highlight it, and say, this is where it's going to go, and it's going to stay there. It's not going to move. It's not going to disappear in 5 seconds. It's going to stay there.
Yeah, just give me 1 second because I'm gonna do like a pretend. Okay, so
yeah, that's not what I'm looking
then,
at. That's not what I'm looking at. You see how that makes sponsored?
I do understand, but again, that's Google stuff. So Google is a problem with Google because they are very aleatory. They don't have like inorganic searches. When you see, that's why I wanted to show you what I'm seeing, because that one, the very first one, it's not organic. That's a sponsor. That's a paid ad. So you're coming out
that.
Clean.
Yeah,
you
know,
that. On that search.
If it keeps going down too. So then,
and I see a Scott, you're seeing a Scott over you, and I see it below you. So, you know, and if you move like 10 meters away from where you are, 10 feet away, and you search on your cell phone, you will have a complete different result. So.
Yeah, that depends on your location. Like, I will turn the location off on the phone and type in specifically what I want. So, for instance, people in Salt Lake City, right? Salt Lake City is a huge valley. Mm. There's like 30 cities inside of this valley, right? Well, everybody types in carpet cleaning Salt Lake City, whether they live in Harriman or not. Not everybody, but 9 out of 10 people do. So the keywords are carpet cleaning Salt Lake City, Utah. That's what just about everybody's typing in. Doesn't matter where they live. Now, if they have their location, on, now it's going to bring up who's right there close to them. That's what Google wants. I get it. But I'm just trying to figure out why I went from 14 calls an hour to 14 calls in a month. And then I had to let go half of my company in the past 2 years. We can't figure it out. They're like, I don't know what to do, Josh. I can't stay with you anymore. Like, this is crazy. Like, I don't know either. I don't know how to answer this.
No. Well, I just send you where I'm thinking that will go the special prices. You know, we can make 2 columns on the website. So if you send me the info, as soon as I get it, I will put it there, and I will pass it to James to actually see how can that be added into the Google profile.
Okay, and then, yeah, so when I go to it, I don't want anything to be like, you know, the 3 lines, how you can click it, and then you go to, like, offers. I don't want that. I don't want that. I mean, you did before. You have new customers, 10% discount minimum. I have asked every customer that I've worked for in the last little bit. I'm like, hey, what did you see on my website? Not one person has even mentioned that they've seen the 10% discount.
You know what we can do with that? Actually, we can create a pop-up. You know what is a pop-up? It's like when you open the website, you get a window that comes immediately after you just loaded the website, and it has like new customers. We can create that as a pop-up so they can either call immediately or just close the window.
I want it to show pricing immediately because it already says, when you hit home, it says all clean carpet care, carpet cleaning service, schedule. That's fine, but I want that out of the way. People already know my name because they clicked on the damn link, and you can see my name all over. You've got it, like, up in the top left. You've got it in the logo. You've got it right there. You've got it right there. I need something right there that does not move that says current special. Right where it says all clean carpet care, carpet cleaning service, schedule, I need something right there.
On top of the image?
I'm going to send it. Well, I'm going to show you what it looks like on my end. I have people tell me this, too. They're like, hey, look on my computer what it looks like when I click on your site. I can't even see half of your stuff. It's like all oversized, and I'm like, that is so weird. I've seen that. Okay, so I just sent it to you right now. That's what I see. Okay, it says it went to you. I'm trying to open up that image you sent me, but it says mock for prices on the website, but it only shows me like something. You're only showing me serving Utah independently for 8 years. Whoa, we got to get you something else. That I don't know where you got that logo. That logo hasn't been used in 20-something years. The latest logo I have says serving Utah independently for over 20 years. That was on all the websites prior to you making changes. So I don't even know where you got this carpet cleaning, carpet care logo. That is, we got to fix that too. We can't have it saying I'm in business for 8 years and online it says I've been in business 27 years. Customers are going to be like, what the f*** is going on?
And maybe new logo, please.
But what I'm also trying to say is I can't see what you're trying to do.
Right above the extra services. When you see what I sent you was a screenshot,
but it's
mock
only
for prices on the website. And
it's
you, yes, of
tiny.
Course. It's just,
okay.
It's a mock.
Josh,
I'm trying to explain to you. So if you talk over me, we're never going to understand each other. So we have the homepage. That's your homepage. That's your logo, a schedule. Right after the schedule, I put a special prices and I put a red box around it so you can see that's where it's going to be, the special prices. So it's right on the get-go and right below, expert services, as we have it now, that is, yeah?
Yeah, I heard you. But as long as it's going to be up high. I don't want it down below. I don't want it hidden from half the screen. I don't want anybody to scroll. I want it right there, and I don't want it to move. I don't care if you get rid of all clean carpet care. Right there with these weird little stars or whatever you got. Whatever we got to do, I need to stay right there.
Do you see also that I sent you how it shows the logo is like, doesn't even fit in the screen?
Oh, mobile version, yeah. It's move it.
Yeah, a lot of people say stuff like that too. Like, even on a computer when they open it up, they'll show me like, they can't even see half of my information. You can't scroll to it. You can't move around. And I'm like, this is weird. Sorry. You know, I'm just apologizing. They're like, yeah, I'm just trying to help you. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what's going on. But
well, just a moment, because the information is right there everywhere, super available. So if they cannot see the image, it's one thing. But the information, your phone number is predominant. Very prominent all over the site. As I say, on mobile version, you have text and callers constantly next to you. You have the schedule. You have all of the services that you offer on the homepage. You have barely scrolling time on the homepage. So it is easy access the site. So if the image is not fitted, I can understand it on the mobile version. I will see how I can put a center. I don't understand why it goes to one single site. But the image is very, very clear on the homepage on a desktop version.
Yeah,
so,
it's different when all over the places. I know how it'll display different elsewhere, but
it accommodates to every single device. You know, if you have an Apple phone that is the latest Apple phone, it will accommodate it for you. If you have a Galaxy that is 5 years old, it will be like towards the right. So it also depends on the mobile device.
Know.
I think that it's best that we actually, instead of having like the logo right there as the backdrop, we can have your simple plain color and we can add there the prices. But I think that the logo actually does give personality to the site.
It's branding.
We need to get you
the right logo with the correct verbiage. And then I just seen that you changed that carpet cleaner picture, but that's not a good one. We got to get rid of that picture. So
if you can send me the picture for it, I will change it as soon as I receive it.
So what's the best thing for me to do? Go into my Google Photos, select a bunch of pictures, and email them to you?
Yes.
Because I can't access your Google. So just send me the pictures that you want me there, and I will change them along with the prices. So I will create a nice blog for the prices, very prominent as well. So it is right on the get-go. And send me the new logo so I can change it. Okay?
Okay.
I will still talk to James to see how is the issue with adding the prices properly on the Google profile. So I can give you more, like, very clear information about it. Because I have seen it on Google's profiles. I think that will make a difference.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad we had the conversation because now you can kind of understand what I'm going through. And you can see on the Google, you can see on the Google dashboard too, it tells me I've had 16 interactions since then. Like that's not okay. I'm not blaming anything. I'm not mad, but I got to figure out what is going on. Since you guys have made some changes, nothing has been the same. I know we're still ranking good, but whatever is going on, I know you know what you're doing. I just need to keep up with, I'm just trying to make an understanding of it.
Of course. No worries. And I also want to understand that because you're ranking first in organic. So
I think the prices is
something that we can, that will make a difference from the get-go, for sure. Because if I know how much it will cost me, I'm more inclined to call. So.
Okay, and then that picture next, you have rug cleaner. That's not a rug. Mm-hmm. And I want that picture deleted off the account, too.
Okay.
So it says rug cleaner. I'll get you some new pictures and stuff, but that's not a rug, and that's not, I don't know, I just don't like that. You know what I mean? That just looks horrible. That's a bad picture. Let me get you some good pictures. I'm going to send you a bunch of pictures of everything, natural stone, tile, upholstery. Look through them. Tell me what you think before you post them. You know what I mean? You want some high classy ones, but let me see what I can get you and go from there.
Perfect. So I will wait for those. Once that I got it, I will tell you, okay, I'm going to put this one, and this one on the different services. So once that you give me the okay, I do the changes.
Yeah, well, just keep working with me. Let me know if recommendations. If you hear something like, hey, what do you think of this? Give me some ideas.
I'm gonna talk to James. It's just, he doesn't come into the office today until after lunch. So once that he's in, I'm gonna ask him to guide me because he's the Google expert. Unfortunately, I'm just website. I can do many things with your website, but I do want to give you like proper information. Like, okay, this is what we can do, and this is the way that do it. You know?
Okay.
So.
Sounds good.
Do send me that info, send me the new logo, send me the new pictures, and once I receive that, I will put them there. And once I get some information from James regarding Google, I will let you know. Okay?
We'll keep working. Thank you, Celine.
Of course, my pleasure. Just have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye.
Bye-bye.